Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies brings you... Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies brings you Terry and the Pirates. When the Pacific War came to an end, Terry and his friends thought their adventures were also at an end, but they were wrong. Today, Terry, Pat Ryan, Burma, Elaita, and others are engaged in the fantastic and dangerous job of tracking down 13 key criminals, 13 pirates of peace, 13 men and women who are... Already Pat Ryan has disposed of number one on the list, and today Pat is hot on the heels of the second heel. So stand by for radio's most exciting mystery, the adventure of the 13th.
Oh, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang. Quaker Puff Rice Sparkies, the rice that's shot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the rice that's shot from guns. Quaker Puff Rice Sparkies have vitamins, do tell. Easy step to extra best, and boy, the taste is swell. Yes, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Hello, gang. How are all my guest stars today? Sharp? Then guess this. When does a horse eat best? When he doesn't have a bit in his mouth. Well, twitch my ears. And open your ears, gang, for news of those tip-top alarm breakfast grains, those kingpin kernels of wheat and rice, those roasty, toasty, nut-like morsels. Yep, those Jim Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puff Rice Sparkies. What a pleasure to polish off a bowl for breakfast. Just shake out Quaker Puff Wheat or Puff Rice Sparkies from the package to the bowl, sweeten with sugar, syrup, or fruit juice, add milk, and commence crunching. At every crunch, out comes that extra special fancy nut-like flavor. And, of course, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies have got what it takes to help you stay on the beam. They're restored with natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Cereal so restored is in one of the seven basic food groups. Uncle Sam wants us all to eat every day to keep strong. Okay, gang. Get set to enjoy Quaker Puffed Wheat or Puffed Rice Sparkies for breakfast, lunch, or supper. Buy both kinds in the big red and blue Quaker packages. Both are shot from guns.
Mr. Ryan knows only too well that I control the cream farm. But he can make no direct move against me. It is always amusing to play cat and mouse, but the time is here when I must get rid of Mr. Ryan for all time. Yes, for all time.
The green fog struck part of Singapore, destroying everything made of paper. Now this fantastic gas has been released in the guest house on the vast estate of the young Maharaja Abu Bakr. Pat, Terry, and the others are among the guests, and so is F.O. Gellert, whom Pat suspects of being the power behind the green fog. It was night as Pat, Terry, and Elaita stood in the big garage back at the guest house. They were discussing the green fog, the man Gellert, and a young part Japanese woman known as Tea Rose. Suddenly, there was a shot. Someone outside in the darkness had fired at
them. Hey, Tom, get up! Behind this car.
Golly. Somebody out there in the darkness thinks we're a good target. Standing here in the garage lights.
Yeah, but he missed.
Missed all three of us.
Now, listen, Terry. You and Elaita keep down behind this car.
Yeah.
I'm going to ease over and switch off the garage lights.
Okay.
Somebody is playing for keeps. Now,
stay out of sight.
Elaita? Mr. Gellert? Or the woman?
Miss Rose?
Yeah.
Gee, Pat figures she is working with Gellert. I wouldn't know if I saw her.
Mr. Brown says she looks like me a little bit.
Well, even so, somebody had a gun out there and... Oh, the lights are out. Pat found the switch. Better like this.
Safer. anyway?
Golly, there must be 15 cars in here. No place for a gun battle.
Now, look. There's a small door in the back of this garage in this side wall. I don't know where it leads to, but let's get out of here.
Right.
Yeah, we can stay here. You lead the way.
Okay. Not too much noise, and watch your step. You'll have to feel your way.
Right behind you, Pat. Gee, I hope that door is unlocked.
I hope it doesn't lead into a storeroom.
Yeah, to the outside. I'll shut the door after you, Aleta.
Yes.
Gee, where are we?
Oh! Oh, Terry.
Steady, fella. Watch it.
Holy socks. This is a junkyard. Piled full of oil cans and tin cans.
Yeah. This is where they throw the empties. Hey, wait. The empties, huh? Still got your flashlight, fella?
Yeah, sure. But you're not going to use it.
Yes, hand it over.
Here.
Now, let's see where we are.
It's a high stone wall. This is a junkyard, like you said.
Yeah, now stand still. Let's take a look at this pile of empties.
What's the idea, Pat?
Now, listen, Terry. The green fog was shot into the guest house. It was piped in by way of the air conditioning system.
Yes, but Hey, I see what you mean.
I mean the fog, the gas, had to be in a container of some kind, right?
Right.
And you think you might find it?
I don't know, but let's look. It will probably be a cylinder, not too big, or perhaps a small tank. Could be carried in a car.
Kind of hard to tell what's what, with only a flashlight.
Maybe if he came in the morning and searched, we might find it.
Wait a second. Well, for a change, Mr. Ryan is in luck. Take a look at this.
Is that it?
How do you know?
Here, smell it. The odor of burnt rubber.
Let me see.
No. Let's not bother too much. There may be fingerprints on this cylinder. Metal hasn't been lying out here very long. Yeah. Maybe this is the break we need to catch Brother Gellert.
Well, let's get out of here, shall we?
We'll have to make our way across to the other side of the junk pile.
Yeah, then we'll circle around and let's hope nobody does any more shooting until we get safely inside.
Yes, there were fingerprints on the empty gas container. Pat, Terry, and Aleta made their way around to the guest house. Pat slipped in Colonel Dow's room unobserved, and in a few moments he again joined Terry and Aleta.
Yes, there are plenty of prints. All of them the same.
And are they Gellert?
I think so.
Don't you know?
Well, the green fog destroyed most of the paper in this building. Colonel Dow had a leather pouch containing important papers. They were turned to dust. He also had a card with Gellert's prints on it.
And that was?
Dust. Nothing but dust.
But back in Singapore, at Colonel Dow's office, he must have a duplicate card.
Yes, quite true. But we want to nab Gellert right now out here.
How will you do that?
We'll go back to the garage. Gellert has a car out there. We'll get his fingerprints off the steering wheel.
And get shot at again?
Oh, no. This time, everybody will be accounted for under one roof. Colonel Dow has asked the Maharaja to call all the guests together for a special announcement. While that's going on, I'll get a set of Gellert's fingerprints.
Ladies and gentlemen, give me your attention, please. I regret the necessity of bringing you all together at this late hour, but you will bear with me, I'm sure. Our good friend, the Maharaja Abu Kabur, has asked me to speak for him. He wishes to apologize for the events of the past few hours and hopes you'll not hold him responsible for what has happened. He wants to reimburse each of you for whatever paper money has been destroyed by the green fog. Undoubtedly, each of you had valuable papers which cannot be replaced.
Is Gellert in the room, Aleta?
Yeah, I see him. He's standing near the door.
What about that girl, the secretary to the Maharaja?
Well, there is Burma.
Huh?
She's with Mr. Flip. And
there she is. That's the girl. Gee, she does look something like you, Aleta. See? Standing beside the Maharaja?
Yeah. Yes, he does resemble me.
We know that somebody piped the gas into this building by way of an outside pipe leading to the air conditioning system. The purpose was to destroy whatever papers a few of us might have had which would incriminate the person who controls this dangerous green fog. Now, please, let me have your attention. All doors and windows of this room are guarded. No one can enter or leave. Now, let me explain. I have here the metal cylinder which contains the green fog, the paper-destroying gas. There were fingerprints on it. The prints belong to someone in this room.
That's Pat. He just came in. He's going over to Colonel Dow's desk.
He has been to the garage.
Yeah, I suppose so. He's whispering something.
I wonder if...
Let's ease over near Gellert. Slipper's over there, too.
Now, then, we know whose prints they are. There is no doubt about it. I am making a first and final offer. The guilty person can step forward now. All right. Mr. Ryan, will you speak, please?
Yes, Colonel Dow. I've just examined the fingerprints on the steering wheel of a car in the garage. They're identical with the prints on this metal container. There's no doubt whatsoever. Terry.
Yes, sir?
Stand beside that light switch. We can't have any more tricks. Perkins, you all set? Good. I take over, Colonel Dow.
Gellert, you are under arrest. Yes, sir.
Well, it looks like F.O. Gellert has at last made the slip that has trapped him. Fingerprints on the green fog container, on Gellert's car. These are enough to link him with the fantastic gas. But even if Gellert is arrested, there's another problem that Pat Ryan has to solve, so stand by, and I'll tell you what it is in just a moment.
Quake above my sparky, is right that shot from gun. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da-bang-bang.
You know, gang, there's nothing like a good, hearty breakfast to send a body whistling to work or skipping to school. And what's more delicious than a bowl full of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies? They're the breakfast grain shot from guns. And at every crunch, out comes that tip-top nut-like flavor. Yep, gang, they're flavorsome and then some. So first thing, buzz along to your grocer for Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. Buy both kinds. They come in the famous big red and blue Quaker packages. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, it's been difficult to trap Gellert. But even now, what will be done about the green fog formula? Gellert won't give it up. And here's a tip to remember. The formula is not written on paper. It's written in the amazing mind of one person. And perhaps you know who it is. If you don't, then you will know when you join us for this adventure of the 13 Keys tomorrow, same time, same station.